This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the glorious Quran as the last and final revelation, as the last testament, as the final book of guidance, Al-Quran to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 185, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. It was the month of Ramadan when it was sent down, the glorious Qur'an. هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ, as a guidance for the whole of mankind. وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and as a criterion to judge right from wrong. Unlike all the previous prophets and the messengers, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was chosen as the final prophet of God, as the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was declared as the messenger for the whole of humanity. All the previous prophets, all the messengers of God, they were meant for their own people, place and time. But Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, because he was the last and the final prophet and the messenger of Allah, he was termed as the leader, as the messenger for the whole of humanity. So he is not the messenger of the Muslims. He is not just the messenger for the Arabs. He is just not the messenger for a certain region. He is the messenger for the whole of humanity, as he was the final messenger of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayah number 40, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِ الرَّسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was not the father of any of your men, but he was the seal of the prophets. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he got the glorious Quran as the final revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this glorious Quran, it came as an instruction manual to help us, to guide us, to make us understand how we need to live in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zumar, Surah number 39, Ayah number 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have given you this book, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may instruct people. He that benefits from this instruction manual, he benefits himself. He who goes away, he goes away from the benefit of this book. And this Quran, unlike any other book of the past, it is perfect, preserved and protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Hijr, Surah number 15, Ayah number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. It is we who has sent down this message, the glorious Quran, and it is we who will guard it from corruption. The message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also to declare, to remind, to make all of us, the whole of humanity, understand the respect, the honor, the dignity of all the prophets and the messengers. He never came to deny or to defy, to refuse or to discard any messenger which is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran by name and which was sent to the whole of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nahl, Surah number 16, Ayah number 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have sent to every nation the messenger with the message that they should worship none except Allah Almighty. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he always imparted this education that we may uphold the respect, honor of all the prophets from Adam till Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. In fact, it is his testimony that the whole Muslim Ummah declares and testifies that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam, is one of the mightiest messengers of God. Prophet Jesus, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came and he taught us to respect and honor all the previous prophets of the past. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he named Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he was the final prophet of Allah, the final leader for the whole of humanity, as an example to follow till the last day. Allah says in Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayah number 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The best example for you, the ideal model for you to follow is in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it an obligation upon the Muslims to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we obey Allah. Your love cannot be completed unless you obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 32, Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this message is repeated many times in the Quran so that we may remind ourselves, reflect, react and practice this belief of obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 32, Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 132, Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 59, Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 80, Surah Maida, Surah number 5, ayah number 92, Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 1, Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 20, Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 46, Surah Nur, Surah number 24, ayah number 52 and 54. It is also mentioned to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, ayah number 33, in Surah Mujadila, Surah number 58, ayah number 13, in Surah Taghabun, Surah number 68, ayah number 12, and many other places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also to care for the hereafter. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Maryam, Surah number 19, ayah number 39, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ, and warn them of the day of regret, of the day of grief, when the matter will be settled, when the judgment will be passed, when the things will be concluded. Warn them, Allah says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, warn them, remind them about that day when people will regret, people will grieve, will be worried. Because the state of the people are still in the state of carelessness. You see, we may ask, why this warning? Why are we given this warning? For two reasons. Number one, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He wants us to remind, He wants us to reflect, He wants us to inquire, alarm and caution so that we may reflect and act. Another reason why this warning is because if we are not warned, we will never come out of this carelessness. We will never take up the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear brothers and sisters, the message of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also that we all must understand the approach towards this life. The message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also to teach us what is the approach that we should have towards life. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Mulk, Surah number 67, ayah number 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. We have given this life and death so that we may test you who is in best of conduct. The approach towards life according to the message of sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that this life is the test. This life is a test, and this is a test of temporary. This is a test which is short. This test that we are living in this world is all about the purpose of our life. The message of sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also to teach us what is the purpose of life over and above eating, drinking, earning, walking, everything. Over and above all these things, the purpose of life that all the people should understand over and above all these things is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Dhariyat, Surah number 51, ayah number 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the mankind except that they may serve me, that they may worship me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this life as a test, and we all are being tested to evaluate, to judge us with the criteria that we are worshipping to Allah or not. With this notion, we have to live. Why? Because we know, my brothers and sisters, this life is short, it is temporary, and that is what told by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Live in this world as if you are a traveler. Live in this world as if you're a traveler. You're not going to stay here forever. The message of sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we all will go back to Allah and stand before Allah. We all have to return. We all have to pass this test, pass this dunya and leave for akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 185, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. And on that day, the day of judgment, everyone will be paid in full. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. So whoever is removed from the hellfire and entered or admitted in Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازْ, they are the successful people. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. This life is the enjoyment of deception. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught us as a message, as the final message. We are living in this world as a test. In this test, we need to serve Allah in all sense. Anything and everything that we do should be in line with what Quran says and what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. And that all can be served as the message, as the service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, I would like to end this talk with this reminder to all of you and myself. Uphold the message of sallallahu alayhi wasallam in order that we may be successful. Uphold the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam so that we may be saved. Uphold the message of sallallahu alayhi wasallam so that we may love him more. Uphold the message of sallallahu alayhi wasallam so that we may be in peace in this life and the hereafter. I would like to end this talk with an ayah from Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, ayah number 107, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy for all the creatures. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
First of all, may the peace and